Checking sports and high school baseball around the area last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Abraham Lincoln stopping Atlantic 2-0 last night. Shenandoah outscored Bedford 13-9. Creston over Glenwood 3-0. Lewis Central beat St. Albert 9-1. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 17-5. Spencer beat Denison 13-1. From the Western Iowa Conference, it was Audubon edging Underwood 3-2. Griswold beat Logan Magnolia 6-3. IKM Manning over AHSTW 4-0. Trainer beat Riverside 15-3. Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 3-2. Corner conference action saw Stanton beat Sydney 15-3. Southwest Valley over Essex 14-1. Glidden-Ralston swept a pair from East Mills 15-3 and 13-3. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Norwalk beat Nottoway Valley 3-2. East Union over Orient Maxburg 4-1. In girls softball action last night at the Hawkeye 10, it was Shenandoah over Red Oak 3-2, Creston beating Glenwood 11-2, Lewis Central topping St. Albert 9-5, Kemper Catholic over Harlan 8-1, Carroll beat Denison 8-5. Western Iowa Conference play saw Logan Magnolia beat Griswold 13-1, IKM Manning over AHSTW 11-0, Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center 8-0, it was Trainer 10-0 over Riverside, Underwood outscored Audubon 16-6. In the corner conference, Sydney over Stanton 13-4, Mount Air beat East Mills 16-1. In girls soccer play last night, it was Nottoway Valley West Central Valley, Adair Casey beating Harlan 6-0, Glenwood edging Tri-Center in double overtime 3-2, Lewis Central over St. Albert 6-0, Kemper Catholic beat Denison 5-3, Abe Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 4-1 last night. In Major League Baseball action, it was Jason Hamill throwing 7 1/3 stingy innings, and he had a two-run double in Chicago's 6-run first inning as the Cubs went on to rout the St. Louis Cardinals 12-3 in a game heard here on KJAN last night. Michael Wacha gave up a career-worst 8 runs in 4 innings and has lost 5 straight decisions for the first time. The 24-year-old right-hander was a 17-game winner last season and the National League Championship Series MVP as a rookie in 2013. This season's different. He has a 5.04 earned run average. Jorge Soler drew a bases-loaded walk in the first and hit a 2-run homer in the 5th inning. The 6-run inning was the season best for the National League Central leaders who snapped their first 3-game losing streak of the season. David Ross had an RBI double for his 500th career hit, and Chris Bryant had an RBI single in the outburst. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat the New York Mets 7-4, Pittsburgh over Arizona 12-1, Milwaukee beat Atlanta 2-1, Dodgers over the Reds 8-2, Giants beat the Padres 8-2. In the American League, Salvador Perez hit a 2-run homer. Lorenzo Cain had 4 hits and a couple of RBIs. And the Kansas City Royals picked up where their bats left off the night before, beating the tumbling Minnesota Twins 7-4 Tuesday. Wade Davis worked a wobbly 9th inning for his 12th save in 13 attempts, preserving the 7th win for the Royals in their last 9 outings. They raised their 2-game total in Minnesota this week to 30 hits and improved to 5-0 against the Twins this season. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees beat Toronto 6-0, Texas over the Angels 4-1, Cleveland beat the White Sox 6-2, Houston over Baltimore in 13 innings 3-2, Seattle edging Oakland 6-5. In interleague play, Tampa Bay beat Miami 4-3, Detroit over Philadelphia 3-1, Boston beat Colorado 8-3. Pittsburgh pitcher Ryan Vogelsong remained hospitalized with swelling and multiple facial fractures a day after he was hit in the head by a 92-mile-an-hour fastball from Colorado's Jordan Lyles. Pirates trainer Todd Tomczyk says Vogelsong is in good spirits, but adds that the doctors won't be able to determine the extent of the damage around the left eye until that swelling subsides. The Pirates have placed Vogelsong on the 15-day disabled list. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller says he'd like to see Omaha and TD Ameritrade Park become the permanent home of the Big Ten Conference Tournament. The home of the College World Series will host the league tournament for a second time this week, and the Big Ten announced an agreement in April to have Omaha serve as a host from 2018 through 2022.
I think all of our coaches would, even the guys on the East Coast, just because of the tremendous fan support and how logistically things work here in Omaha. They're set up for a tournament like this because of the World Series, and everything just runs so smooth.
Heller says the fan support in Omaha gives the tourney an outstanding atmosphere. Iowa's the 8th seed in the tournament and plays regular season champ Minnesota in tonight's opening round. Nebraska's the 2nd seed. The Hawkeyes played their way into the tournament by winning 5 of their last 6 games, and Heller hopes they can maintain that momentum.
Looking at the tournament, we've beaten every team except Nebraska, who we didn't play at least once. And I know our guys feel like that, you know, if we play well, that we can win this thing.
Iowa sends sophomore C.J. Eldred to the mound and will face Gopher ace Matt Fiedler. Minnesota took 2 out of 3 from the Hawkeyes back in early April. The Iowa Western Community College baseball team won't need Google Maps or GPS to find its way to Grand Junction, Colorado. The Reavers are headed to the Junior College Division I World Series for the 10th time in the last 14 years. And while the 11.5-hour drive remains the same, it never gets old.
The two things that I'm in it here for is, number one, you know, that for my young men to grow up and get an education and get ready to move on. And the second thing is get better as a player and as a teammate and get in this position.
That's Iowa Western coach Mark Reardon. The Reavers not only have experience playing in the series, but winning it as well. They'll be in search of their fourth title since 2010. Iowa Western is 50-13 on the season. Well, Duke will play host to Michigan State, and North Carolina will visit Indiana in the marquee matchups of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The leagues and ESPN announced the matchups for the 3-day event that features 14 games, November 28th through the 30th. The other matchups include Minnesota at Florida State, Wake Forest at Northwestern, Syracuse at Wisconsin, Pittsburgh at Maryland, Georgia Tech at Penn State, North Carolina State at Illinois, Purdue at Louisville, Ohio State at Virginia, Virginia Tech at Michigan, Rutgers at Miami, Nebraska at Clemson, and the Iowa Hawkeyes will be on the road as they'll play at Notre Dame. The starting times haven't been announced. The only ACC team left out of the challenge this year is Boston College. They finished in last place last year. Well, the Golden State Warriors put together winning streaks of at least 3 games on 8 occasions during the regular season, winning a record 73 times in the NBA season. They'll need one more 3-game win streak if they want to advance to the finals for the second straight year. The Oklahoma City Thunder lead the Western Conference Finals 3-1 after their second straight blowout win over the Warriors last night. Russell Westbrook had a triple-double with 36 points, 11 assists, and 11 rebounds, and the Thunder rolled, as Garth Brooks would say, as they win over Golden State 118-94 last night. Thunder can close out the series in Oakland on Thursday. Well, the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals are heading back to Pittsburgh. Matt Murray stopped 28 shots, and the Penguins forced a 7th game as they beat the Lightning 5-2 in Tampa last night. Game 7 in that series will be Thursday night in Pittsburgh. That is our check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.